of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Chincoteague Island in Virginia has canceled its annual pony swim for the second year in a row due to the coronavirus pandemic. They checked all the participants for symptoms, and one of them was a little horse.
Little horse. Did you hear that, Ed? They checked the ponies. A little horse.
That's a variation on a classic childhood joke. Fabulous.
And you know, he was doing a Johnny Carson impersonation, if you're too young to know that. That's how Johnny Carson would turn a not funny bit into a funny bit.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. He was never funnier than when he wasn't funny.
Ed would sit there stone cold faced. Not impressed, Ed? Oh, that's excellent, sir. You know, it would be gold, but the joke is horrible.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, I miss Johnny. I may watch some Johnny highlights during the commercial. You should listen to the commercials.
Have too many during lunch today, Ed, and then get into his day drinking.
No, sir.
And then I'd love every once in a while they'd get into a fight where they'd like he'd grab a pair of scissors and cut off his tie and that sort of thing.
Ah, good times. Simpler times, Jack. Simpler time. We were talking about whether we think the everybody being at each other's throats was going to get worse or better, and I'm afraid it might get worse before it gets better, but occasionally there are moments that give me hope, like this guy who's the self-described world's number one race baiter, Tariq Nasheed, who's got zillions of followers on Twitter. He posted this video labeled "A White Holiday Inn Express Worker Has a Nervous Breakdown After He Got Scolded by a Black Customer Because of a Mistake in the Reservation System." And it turns out this guy's, he's got mental illness problems, like autism spectrum and some other things. And this just cruel person who happens to be dark skinned is just berating him and taunting him for his mental illness, and then starts taunting him because they think he's gay. It's just vicious, but then it's carefully edited and put up to show that white people can't take being criticized by black people. And the backlash was enormous. It was enormous. It was kind. It was heartfelt. It was even handed, and it was great. And I gotta believe that sort of thing makes people more and more aware of how vicious the whole critical race theory, everything's about race, people are. I hope that's true. I hope. Of course, you know, as I was saying last hour, with it so thick in the schools from K through college, I don't know. I don't know. Got to work hard to fight it. But anyway, on a totally different topic, Axios had another great piece of journalism. They're just, they are my go-to news source now, just for myself, just to read things I'm interested in.
Jonathan Swan and his team.
Yeah, this happens to be Ashley Gold and Ina Fried, which sounds like the punchline of some sort of joke, but Congress drags algorithms out of the shadows. And they talk about how algorithms, which are formulas for computer decision making and are responsible for so much of what happens on big tech, are starting to get attention in Congress. And it's interesting. The point of this article is, if somebody gets canceled or kicked off or whatever, you know, people can understand that, and people are aware of that and talking about that. But this article is talking about when posts either get promoted or demoted, when they go viral, it's because these algorithms help tech firms make make something blow up and be huge.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Or just deflate and go away quietly.
Yeah. So if I try to post something that claims the vaccines don't work and they ban me, everybody understands that, whether you agree with it or not.
Right.
But the how certain things get promoted, I don't get that. I don't understand that at all.
Exactly.
And the really smart people. God, where was I reading an article or watching a show about somebody who's one of the masters of it and talking about how you do it? Just there are tricks to it. And the people that are good at it know how to do it. There are the right phrases and words that just will make you go to gazillions of people today.
Search engine optimization, and those words will be different by next week.
Yeah. So here's a great quote. Algorithms' complexity and obscurity have helped tech firms make the case that they are neutral platforms. They also allow companies to stand at one remove from responsibility. Oh, that's some fancy English right there. It means they allow companies to stand arm's length from responsibility for decisions about promoting and demoting content, because people don't understand how it's working, and it's much more subtle than banning. Users and critics increasingly aware of the power of these systems now want to hold companies more responsible for the outcomes their code produces. There is a hearing on algorithms amplification, and the executives from YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, along with a Harvard researcher and ethicist Tristan Harris, will
testify.
That's
what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be an ethicist.
That was rude. That was okay. Exactly. That sort of pronouncement.
That was moral. That was immoral.
Right. That'd be good work if you could get it there, King Solomon. But they're going to be before the Senate Judiciary Committee's Privacy, Technology, and Law Subcommittee, which, as Jack is fond of pointing out, is a bunch of 80-year-olds. On the other hand, the ranking members for each party are Chris Coons, D. Delaware, who says, crazy as I hate, but he seems reasonably bright, and ranking member Ben Sasse.
Okay.
So I think that's pretty good hands for it to be in. The EU, by the way...
EU!
you know, that's pretty good. Unveiled a series, I would pronounce it moral. That noise. It was funny and it was moral. The EU!
EU!
Last week unveiled a series of proposed new regulations while the FTC published a blog post reminding companies that they will be held accountable for violating anti-discrimination laws if their algorithms produce biased results. It's like you'd refuse to rent a hotel room to anybody who seems Hispanic. It's a civil rights violation.
Hmm.
So, let's see. There's one more thing I wanted to, blah, blah, blah. Platforms have long used their algorithms to boost business metrics, such as the amount of time spent on their site. Increasingly, though, they are also acknowledging and tapping the power of algorithms to limit the spread of misinformation or speech that doesn't merit an outright ban. So, it'll be interesting to see this stuff proceed. It's a stretch to think government officials will ever understand it well enough to regulate it.
I have a feeling you could give me a class all day long on it, and I would barely get it.
Yeah. And can you write legislation narrowly enough to be constitutional yet be effective? One of the problems with gun control is that you're banning a machine, and you have to describe that machine. Well, if you change... The color of a lever on a machine, it's arguably a different machine. And that's what makes guns so hard to regulate, that and the Second Amendment. How are you going to regulate something as complicated as an algorithm? And then Mark Zuckerberg says, yep, you know what, you were right. You make a real good point there. White people weren't allowed to post there a little bit, so we've changed it. It should be fine now. How long is it going to be till we figure out it's not?
State of the Union more or less tonight. We need to tell you about that. There's hardly going to be anybody in the crowd. I didn't know that till you told me. Before we move on, how do we feel about the progressive TV commercials where the dude's torso is the gas tank of the motorcycle. Those weird me out. I just saw
He's a motor, Jack.
I just saw one up on the TV. I think they affect my brain in a bad way. That, like, I'm seeing something that's not supposed to be.
Right.
Half beast something.
I was weirded out by that at first, but they must be advertising heavily on a show I watch, like golf tournaments or something like that, because I'm used to it now, and it's kind of amusing.
They creep me out. That one black dude that's always on there.
Do you mind being a motor? Do you mind not being a motor?
And the way he swerves down the highway with just the top of his body.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, they got a good ad agency. I don't like the name, Progressive.
Oh, jeez.
I want a conservative insurance company.
So how come there's not going to be anybody in the crowd tonight?
Because Nancy has announced strict COVID regulations, even though they're all vaccinated.
I'd like to focus more on what Biden's going to say, and I'm sure we all will tomorrow, as he's going to lay out his next 2-point-something-trillion-dollar plan. This is different than the infrastructure.
All right, I'll be the ham, you be the eggs then, and we'll serve it up, huh? Next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Joe Getty here. I'm not sure I remember going out to eat with my family at all, but I have such great memories of grilling with my mom and dad and eating on our back patio. And folks, Omaha Steaks Let's Go Grill package is a great idea for Mother's Day. So many great products from Omaha Steaks, including their signature butcher cut filet mignons. Ooh, moms love filet mignon. Apple tartlets and so much more. Plus, mom will get the tasty bonus of 12 ultra juicy Omaha Steak burgers free. That's almost 4 pounds of delicious free burgers. To top that off, you'll also get $20 off your first order. So treat mom to the best steak of her lifetime and a whole lot more. It's guaranteed. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use the code Armstrong in the search bar and give your mom something she will love. Plus, get 12 free Omaha Steak burgers and $20 off at checkout on your first order. The Let's Go Grill package is selling out fast, so don't wait and miss out. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the keyword Armstrong. omahasteaks.com. The keyword Armstrong.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945.
Optima Tax Relief.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now seeking applications for new members. The Grand Jury is a historic institution that investigates government and responds to citizen complaints on government issues, ensuring transparency and accountability among local government, officials, and agencies. Applications are being accepted until April 30th, with an informational Zoom meeting on April 21st at 3 p.m. Visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org for more information and to get the meeting link. Help ensure government transparency. Join today.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
They don't call it the State of the Union when you give your first address to Congress for some reason. It's a State of the Union address. So that's happening tonight, and Biden's addressing both houses of Congress. And to me, and I stopped watching these years ago because they were a laundry list of things that were never going to happen.
Do we have that guy who yells out the introduction? Is that
ladies and gentlemen?
I don't know. He was fighting for his life there on January 6th. Did he keep his job or lose his job? Didn't he lose his job? He got canned,
but they hired a new one.
Sergeant at Arms. Because he had something to do with the security, right?
Yeah.
The guy that we've been seeing for years. Anywho, State of the Union addresses became these long laundry lists of things that were never even going to be, get started.
But interrupted by long and really enjoyable applause breaks.
So I stopped watching years ago, but this one tonight, Biden's introducing, the first time he's really going to tell America about this $2 trillion, whatever he's calling it. What's the name of it? Doesn't matter. This is not the infrastructure. This is not the infrastructure one that's full of stuff that's not infrastructure. This is a different jobs one that's full of all kinds of other remaking America. And they mean to make it happen. And they can with the 50 senators in the House. So I'm going to be paying attention.
Yeah, this is going to be a colossus, cradle to grave, brand new benefits, and just the government involved in the economy and your life much more.
I can't believe they're getting away with this whole pre-K thing. So I didn't know until my son was involved in it that kindergarten isn't even really a grade anyway. It's just kind of an introduction to the school lifestyle for kids that have never had that.
You don't have to
go to kindergarten. Then the whole calling it pre-K, it's just saying we're going to give free childcare to all of America for 3 years, I guess, now before you start school.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Government child care. I was thinking, I realize this is a strange thought, but I was sitting out back in my backyard the other day and wondering, why did we stick with the German word kindergarten, a child's garden? Why didn't we come up with an English word explaining why they're there, what they're doing?
I should do a little research on that. How did it get started as a child care, government child care thing?
I think it's just, like you said, it's a nice opportunity to get socialized a little bit, learn what school's about, but very light.
But they will pitch pre-K, as they always pitch pre-K, as important to education. Go ahead and show me the study that shows pre-K has anything to do with anything when it comes to education. It doesn't. It's just deciding as a nation the government is going to provide child care for every kid in America, starting at age, I guess, 3 is his proposal tonight. I guess we'll find out.
No, that's a terrible idea, in my opinion. Talk to your child, read to your child, point out birds to your child, just have a running conversation with your child. That's the way to go. But on the logistics side, this is so strange and frustrating. Compared to a $2 trillion reworking of American society, it's not of any great, you know, significance, but it's just so stupid. Instead of the usual 1,600 people crowded into the House chamber for the State of the Union addresses, it'll just be 200 people. They're going with 1/8 capacity because of coronavirus restrictions. Even though all 535 members of Congress, Supreme Court justices, everybody has long had access to vaccinations. They're all fully vaccinated. Just proving the message, the vaccine does no good. There's no effect for getting vaccinated. I just think it's so idiotic. Meanwhile, some GOP lawmakers are frustrated that for some reason Nancy Pelosi scheduled the thing when the House was out of session and they'd already made plans for events in their home districts. They were already committed to various events. So a bunch of guys are not showing up, and they made it clear it's not some sort of childish boycott. It's that I have an event planned. People have bought tickets to it, and I've got to be there. Now, Marco Rubio said, amusingly, I will not be attending, and one of the reasons why is the ticket numbers have been really limited. They're making people sit in the gallery. It's interesting. When it came to coming together to impeach Donald Trump for the second time after he was out of office, they put 100 senators in the same room sitting just inches apart for hours at a time over 5 or 6 days. Apparently COVID wasn't an issue then. But now, of course, for something like this, we can't have that many people in the room sitting next to each other. So it's kind of silly season here. So that is just odd. And frustrating. Oh, you know what? What time is it? Do we have time? Maybe next segment we'll get into some of the things the CDC gal said. They are about to just completely lose the attention of Americans with their idiotically overcautious guidelines.
They lost me quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
But we also need to talk more about it. So I looked it up. It is the American Families Plan, and it's $1.8 trillion. So it's $2 trillion. That Biden's going to talk about tonight. The Washington Post has an opinion piece on how the child care system is a good start, but it needs to go further on how this all this money being so child care for every kid in America now for a couple of more years paid for by the taxpayer is not going far enough. But we'll get into some of the details on this.
Boy, that just strikes me as so bizarre, so strange. When Judy and I had kids, we were broke. I mean, we did not have money at all. But it never occurred to me that somebody else ought to be taking care of the costs of that child, that somebody else ought to be raising it in effect. And, well, she was a she raising her, or if Judy decided to work, I wouldn't have to look after the kid. The government would. It's just bizarre.
Well,
I don't get it.
If we do this and we call it pre-K and we go with the belief that it helps with education, which it doesn't, everybody will do it and feel social pressure to do it, and you know, the whole world, the work world, will get structured around this idea that, of course, your kids go off to government child care starting at age 3, and
right,
then they're with them all the way through. And then on the other end, it's going to be free community college after high school, so that's kind of like child care on that end.
Yeah, well, I had a Marxist professor who used to say that the nuclear family is a tool of oppression and that the state ought to be raising children. Well, we're getting closer to her goal. I'm sure she's very pleased.
Yeah, so now it'll be age 3 to 20 if this plan goes through, if the government takes care of your kids.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of a Shawnee State University philosophy professor's First Amendment rights. University officials punished him after his refusal to refer to a biologically male student's request to be called a woman.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Diabetes is a serious medical condition that puts you at high risk for type 2 diabetes. But now, North Carolina residents with prediabetes can enroll in a free or low-cost National Diabetes Prevention Program. Get started now at joinaprogram.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And finally, some news from overseas. I read that next month a high-end apartment complex in London is opening up, a see-through pool that sits 115 feet high. Look at this thing.
Ooh.
It's perfect, because when I think sunny rooftop pools, I think London.
It looks a little scary. You're just up in the air, kind of hanging out over the buildings.
Yeah. I don't think I want to be in that pool. I would release my bladder in it, I'm afraid.
Oh, at best. Man, it could even go worse than that. I scared our
certainly
pug. I scared our pug when he's little, and he actually dropped a deuce on the carpet.
Oh.
I jumped around the corner and went, boo, and he just had a scared look on his face and just plop.
Wow.
So you can actually do that.
You've reaped what you have sown, sir.
Yeah, you can do that. So that pool might do that to me. So Biden tonight speaking to Congress. I usually don't pay any attention to State of the Union addresses. I think they're a waste of time. Bunch of, you know, whatever. It's a D.C. spectacle. This is a big deal because he's going to get into his American Families Plan, another $1.8 trillion. This is different than the other $2 trillion infrastructure plan that's not infrastructure. This is all kinds of different stuff, $2 trillion. And we were talking about the, they call it pre-K, but it's really, it's just the government deciding we're going to restructure families. And I thought it was for 3- and 4-year-olds. No, it's they're intended to improve access and affordability to high quality care in the near term and to make the entire system more resilient over the long term. Blah, blah, blah. It will last forever for the creation of a massive new, and this is from somebody who's for this. This isn't the Washington Post opinion piece. This is someone who's for this and wants him to even go bigger. He's going to announce the creation of a massive new voucher-like program that would make child care free for all poor children and highly subsidized for middle-income kids. Okay, we all know how that these things grow. So it starts as free for the poorest, highly subsidized for middle-income. It will grow to free for the bottom half and then highly subsidized. You know what it'll grow. It's children birth through age 5.
Wow.
And the White House estimates this will cost $250 billion over 10 years. That's where it starts. In addition to that, he's going to announce that, do you remember that one of the most controversial parts of the last $2 trillion package that he sent through was the child tax credit, which gave various families up to $4,000 for one kid, $8,000 up for two kids. It was a temporary thing. He's going to announce they're going to make that permanent. One of the most controversial moving around of money, redistribution of wealth parts of the previous packages he's going to announce is he wants to make permanent tonight, which is how these things always go. We said so at the time.
Yeah, a couple of descriptions from the left. James Carville in a recent interview said Biden's doing well. He's putting money in pockets. I mean, okay, there you go. That's the role of the government, of course. And then I like this from the WAPO. Biden's plan proposes a suite of domestic policies that would collectively represent a marked change in how Americans interact with the federal government.
Absolutely. And people that are in favor of it say, yay, you know, because we need a marked change in the way we... I think this is... It's so huge. And I'm not sure people fully appreciate how we're restructuring the connection between work and getting money from the government, between having kids and the role of the government, all this. And it'll last forever. And this came up a little bit earlier, and you mentioned that, well, they're going to pay for it in the House. I hear a lot of pundits saying that. When the elections come back, there's going to be a reaction. Who cares? If I'm a Democrat and I like this stuff, I don't care. I don't care if we lose 100 seats in the House. If we get all this through first and it becomes law, fine. I win. You lose.
Once you pass a $5,000 subsidy to me for being left-handed, for instance, I will never give it back. I mean, I will demonstrate in the streets. I'll smash store windows. Once these things are given, they aren't taken back. So, yeah, they have the victory. It's all going to be paid for by at least $1.5 trillion in tax hikes, aimed primarily at increasing the amount paid by wealthy Americans and investors. They're also going to significantly increase enforcement by the IRS, doubling capital tax gains tax rates for those who earn more than $1 million per year. That is where it starts. Remember, these things always migrate downward. And it is the francification of the U.S. And I'm not saying that, like, to be provocative or, you know, fun or knee jerky. The bigger share the government takes of commerce. And remind me, Sean, don't let me forget. There's one more point about commerce I want to make.
Okay.
But the greater share the government takes of commerce, the less commerce there is. More and more people decide additional commerce is not worth the risk or the time. Jack and I have seen this. You know, we're fortunate. We've been pretty successful in this business, and so our taxes are now not low. And we'll get offered, guys, do you want to do this? You know, it'll be a little extra money. It's some of your time, some of your effort. We do the math, how much the government takes from it, and that net figure is what you make your decision based on.
Right, so we don't do it. I don't do stuff that I would have done. I'm offered work and don't do it at this point because the taxes are so high, there's no point.
Right, I'd
so
rather
you're
do
getting
other
zero. It's the Laffer curve. Does anybody know what the Laffer curve is? I love the Laffer curve. It's one of the best things ever.
Ironically, it's not funny at all.
If you tax people at 0%, you will get no money. If you tax people at 100%, you will get no money. Somewhere in between there is the sweet spot of where you're going to get the most money.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to recognize that if taxes get high enough, you won't get anything because I'm not going to go to work.
Right. And the other side of that, and I want to point this out because it's important, is somebody presumably that we like, we believe in, we want to do business with, etc., they want to employ us. But they must pay double what we would take, or if they're successful, because they've got to pay the government an equal amount to have us come work for them. That's going to discourage them investing in their business, them engaging in commerce. It certainly, you know, discouraged us and people like us from engaging in commerce. And if the commerce in question is, okay, I'm going to risk our entire life savings on starting this, whatever, donut shop. And you think, wow, if we really make it, we'll clear X amount if this all goes to plan. But then the government steps in and says, yeah, that X amount you're talking about, we're going to grab another 5% of that, okay? But go ahead, risk your life savings, risk it all. And the number of people who say, okay, I will, gets reduced. And you have less and less economic activity, less and less innovation, less and less ambition, more dependence, more rent-seeking, more manipulating the government, because the government is the teat you're sucking on. Not your own initiative, not your own effort, not your genius. It's the government that must be begged. And you end up just a moribund, gray, blah society like a lot of old Europe is. You don't want it, trust me. Yeah, but it'll give me $1,000, so I'm voting for it.
Maybe I'll do this later because I don't want to wear you out on this stuff with the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal talking about how this is all a reaction to Trump and he's getting a pass by so much of the country for just not being Trump. I don't care what you do, just don't be Trump.
And yeah, so, good point.
And so he's getting to do these things, and I'll skip down to this. I'll get to the other stuff later. But the striking fact of his first 3 months is that he's done the opposite of what he campaigned on. He has sought to govern from the left, pressing the most progressive domestic agenda in decades with the narrowest Democrat majorities in Congress. He's governed like Bernie Sanders in a hurry, despite a 36-year Senate career with no notable causes or ideas. Yeah?
Wow.
Like Bernie Sanders in a
Bernard
hurry.
Bernard Sanders.
That is a pretty good description right there.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Sean,
and
you're supposed to remind me.
It's all a reaction to, at least he's not Trump, so he's getting to run through the most change America at the cost of the taxpayer plan since FDR.
Joe, you had another point about commerce?
Oh, thank you, Sean. Yes. Here's my other point about universal pre-K, they're calling it, from the time your child is born through age 5 and the rest of it. It's all priming you to be a more productive economic animal so that the government can continue to take more and more of that economic activity, the output. And listen, you raise your family the way you think is right. I'm not telling you how to live. I approached raising my family from a certain point of view, partly because of the way I was raised, all right? But the idea that your kid should clearly, obviously, go off immediately to some government room to be tended to by government workers or government subsidized workers, as opposed to you nurturing your child, you making an economic sacrifice to be home with your child. You do the teaching. You do the nurturing. You take the walks where you point out that's a bird, that's a squirrel. The idea that you making a little more money is clearly a better choice than what I've described is highly questionable. Well, if from my point of view, it's dead effing wrong. If you see it differently, you live how you want to live. But I don't like the idea of the government lubricating society so that it's clearly the right choice for families to farm off their kids and just work as much as possible.
Make it financially just clearly the right thing to do, yeah, and that will become the norm, and there'll be a lot of social pressure to do it that way. And, you know, why is your kid not in the, you know, this, that, and I think it's awful, but it is, regardless, even if you like it, you have got to admit, it's changing the way we've structured society. Majorly, in a couple of months of one administration. It's
well,
wild.
And it changes the structure of the family. It changes the structure of ambition, of life, of just priorities. I mean, it fundamentally restructures what it means to be a human being.
At the same time that we've decoupled work from welfare and a number of other things. This really, at the end, could end up being the biggest, most progressive, changing America in a short amount of time that's ever happened.
And I'll say it again. I had a Marxist professor in college who said parents should not raise childs. I should have taken more English classes, clearly.
Child?
That parents should not raise children. The state should raise the children collectively and indoctrinate them. She didn't use the word indoctrinate, but that's what she meant. The state should teach children how to be good citizens from the time they're born, and we should collectively raise children to turn them into, you know, the workers in the workers' paradise. This is a step along that road. I guarantee it.
Yeah, it'll be something to watch. Burning Man's been canceled again. Why are we canceling this stuff that's not till late summer? We'll all be vaccinated. Anyway.
Go. Get vaccinated if you want to be vaccinated. Then you'll be perfectly safe. And if you don't, that's on you.
More on that stuff and other stuff on the way. I hope you can stay with us. Our text line, agree or disagree, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've heard us talk about Simply Safe, the award-winning home security system, engineered with the latest technology to help keep your family safe. But what really sets Simply Safe apart is its people, highly trained security experts who are always there for you when you need them most, and they truly care about keeping you safe.
Yeah, for instance, when an alarm goes off, a person who cares is there for you with a phone call to make sure you're okay.
When an emergency happens, a person who cares is there for you by getting fire and police responders to your front door right away.
Even if you're just having a problem setting up your system, a person who cares is there for you with a friendly chat and a quick resolution.
Hey, the bottom line is when you need them most, Simply Safe is there 24/7 with people who care and experts trained to not only keep you safe, but to make you feel safe.
One of the many reasons U.S. News recently called Simply Safe the best home security of 2021.
Learn more about how Simply Safe can help protect you and your family. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong today to customize your system, get a free security camera, 60-day risk-free trial, simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Do you have a life? A life that includes a job, spouse, kids, and commitments? Then you need life insurance. Add a few extra pounds, diabetes, an X or two, or other life glitch, and you'll qualify to speak with Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou brings life to the life insurance process with simple, old-fashioned customer service. While the other guys stamp you with a number and run you through the mill, Big Lou takes the personal approach and is with you from start to finish. Even if you're 50 with diabetes or a few extra pounds, $1 million of life insurance may be less than $200 a month. Get a life, then call Big Lou. Use all of his clout to tip the scales in your favor. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He went out and got a life, too. For a free, no-obligation term life quote from Big Lou, call 800-352-9239. 800-352-9239. That's 800-352-9239 or BigLou.com. That's BigLou.com.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is a largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Sherman Creek Road. As we grow our landscape lineup, we invite you to come see what we have done to bring you a high-quality selection for all your projects. Take advantage of our ever-growing selection of small rental equipment to help transform your yard, like a track machine trencher, rototillers, sod cutters, fiber plates, sod rollers, and so much more. Get the lawn you want this year using our Bolero Plus sod by Delta Bluegrass and pair that with our Jumpstart fertilizer to give it the boost it needs to thrive. Lauk's Landscape Supply is home of the U-Cart Concrete, where we have a large fleet of concrete trailers to help get the job done right and on time. Call and reserve yours today at 378-2220. You pick up or we deliver, where no load is too big or too small. At Lauk's Landscape Supply, we have several different size trucks to accommodate your needs with fast and efficient delivery to your job site. We have a dedicated staff ready to walk you through your next project, so just give us a call at 378-2220. Check us out on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or just come see us 7 days a week at the intersection of Dersh, Airport, and Sherman Creek Road, and tell your friends.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers star Rob Gronkowski set a world record over the weekend by catching a football dropped from a helicopter over 600 feet in the air, though I thought it was way more impressive that he caught the helicopter.
Gronk have new bird.
No, no, Gronk, that's not a bird.
So,
he's a large gentleman, not known for his intellectual prowess.
He catches footballs in Super Bowls. He did that just a couple months ago, and we have the actual audio of him catching the ball from the helicopter.
We're going to have the highest altitude catch that's ever been done in the world. 600 feet in the air. We're going to have a helicopter drop a ball straight down, and we're going to set a Guinness Book of World Record right here in front of all of you guys.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
If you want to give it a shot, we're at 640 feet, actually. All right, I'm ready. There we go. All right, let it rip. There you go. Now look at that thing spin. Perfect.
Jeez.
Wouldn't that thing be a terminal velocity?
Yeah, but it reaches terminal velocity, and like once you get above like 30 feet,
And doesn't go what is that, a million miles per hour?
It wouldn't be that much faster than it's coming than when Tom Brady throws at you.
Air resistance too.
Right? And the outpouring of excitement there is like we put a man on Mars.
You don't understand. We're filming something for the internet.
So Gronk caught a 640-foot pass from the
net. And Rob Gronkowski has shirt cancer. Cancer is cured. Woo! There you go.
Fans of catching balls out of helicopters were delighted.
Sure, I'll show it for my. I'll show it to my kids. They'll think it's cool. Sure. We were playing catch with the old pigskin just last night. Was trying to get my son to step with his opposite foot, follow through, step toward me, and follow through. Having some struggles with that, but we'll get there.
You don't want to throw like a non-skilled thrower.
You certainly don't want to step with the wrong foot, the same foot as you're throwing with, because that's a bad look.
not good. Not good. Throws like a girl.
Yeah, can't say that anymore.
No, you can't. You absolutely can't say that.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
I would play catch with a baseball or football or frisbee or other object you play catch with.
In short, an object. Perhaps an avocado.
Every night if my kids wanted to, but they just don't want to as much as I do. And we were watching, was it the third version of Diary of a Wimpy Kid? They've made a bunch of the books into movies. It's one of the most popular children's books of all time. And they made Diary of a Wimpy Kid into a movie, and this last episode we watched over the weekend, it was summer vacation, and the kids were complaining about how Dad's gonna want us to play catch, oh no, and how they just want to play video games and how awful it is, and I just, gotta realize that's a thing.
Wow.
That's a punishment to have to play catch with your dad.
Hours and hours and hours. Collectively, if God has a calculator, if he could text me, how many days did I spend playing catch with my dad as a kid?
And
loving every second of it.
And I didn't even play baseball or football, but we played catch all the freaking time. Every night after dinner.
Right.
Until it got too dark.
And inevitably, you would talk when you were doing that.
Of course. And get some exercise and
clear
your mind and a variety of other things that I think are good. But it's,
Not all change is progress, man.
I've said this many times. I lived near a park. And in very nice upscale suburb for 15 years, I never saw two kids or a dad and kid play catch in that park ever.
Wow.
Ever. Wow. I never saw two kids playing catch ever in that park. I saw the organized soccer games on the weekends, that are scheduled and when you play, but never. I think I saw kids shooting baskets maybe once in 20 years.
Uniformed little kids being directed by adults what to do. You saw that.
Yeah. But like us playing catch last night in the park, very unusual for that to be happening. God, love it. But
Your reference to pigskins reminds me. We had pork quesadillas last night that were very good. Just absolutely delicious. But the side dish was black beans, frijoles negros, which could get me canceled for saying probably. I'm not sure if there was something amiss with them or if it's just the nature of them, the magical fruit, but...
Hard part primary.
The magical fruit.
There. Last hour, I was concerned I was going to have to give you the sign and scoot out of the studio. I just... There were strange stirrings.
I don't know what they do.
Michael, you know what? How about you grow up a little bit?
All right? Okay.
We've entrusted you with those buttons. Use them like a grown man.
It upset your stomach.
No, my stomach was fine.
It didn't upset my intestinal.
The forecast was for high winds, but I was going to be a bit more artful than our friend in the control room. All right? There's something about it. Is that good for you? Is it doing something? Is it like moving things through?
Never do it, so I don't think it's necessary.
There are noises somebody.
What's not true? I do not. I do not flatulate.
Yeah, you didn't do that until you were 25, if I remember. You said that on the air.
And I still never do it. I just don't. I don't think it's necessary.
It's a brave and admirable stance.
I think Scarlett Johansson. If we're just throwing lies out there, I mean, why not?
Yes, kick him, get him, get him. I just, if I'm going to put up with the rumblings and the sounds and the feelings. It's like, you know, there's a gang war between two gangs of mice going on in my bowels. And I just, if that's good for me, I'll put up with it. But if not, I don't want to eat. I don't want that to happen anymore.
So you think it might be a possible, like, a part of nature that has an upside and a need is being
right.
Met.
Right. I don't know if cavemen minded
making
getting all rumbling.
Children laugh. Is that a need?
Or being gross when he could just opt not to do it? Apparently
did
that's
prehistoric
a need.
Man think farts were funny?
Yes.
I wonder.
God, I hate that word. It's so coarse.
Sorry.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.